I like to celebrate holidays on the Julian calendar because even 2 weeks into the new year, there's at least one big blowout left before winter leaves us dark and cold and drained of our holiday cheer. And if you haven't gotten going with your New Year's resolution yet, mark your calendar for January 14th because things are about to start over again. It's about to get 2012 for Orthodox religions, and I'm choosing to celebrate Malanka, or Ukrainian New Year. Malanka is, by some accounts, thousands upon thousands of years old, which pretty much means pagan. In rural Ukraine, Malanka is celebrated by roving bands of troubadours led by a cross-dressing man who plays Malanka, a maiden looking for a husband. These costumed pranksters give the Feast of Malanka a folk carnival vibe. Picture a maiden in her straw wig and necklace of potato jewels and her bodyguards draped in bearskins, and you should have a good picture of a really good time on a cold winter's night in the Carpathian Mountains. The Ukrainian diaspora brought a sizable population of Malanka celebrants to North America around the turn of the 20th century. On the prairies of Canada, these communities were agricultural and spread out, and going from house to house in rowdy bands of merrymakery became less practical and less common. But Malanka in the New World did not die on the prairie, just evolved, as so many Old World traditions do. The door-to-door entertainment now comes in the form of caroling, usually as a church fundraiser, when Ukrainian teenagers will prowl suburban Toronto, for instance, singing Christmas songs and getting rewarded in cash and shots of vodka. In the urban present, Malanka also means a formal ball with a five-course meal, a live band, and an open bar. I rang in the last Julian year at the Malanka sponsored by the Ukrainian Youth Association of Mississauga, supposedly the biggest in Canada, with nearly 1,500 Ukrainian Canadians in attendance. Many of them maidens true to their Malanka roots in tight sequined cocktail dresses and tottering on their highest of heels. Ukrainian women are known throughout the former Soviet Union as having the finest legs in the land. The dancing was incredible, with those girls spinning and spinning in epic polkas, and their drunk partners whipping them around with huge smiles on their faces. Ukrainian polkas usually build up to blistering speeds. The highlight for me was between dinner and the midnight countdown, when the dance floor is cleared for an amazing dance-off called the Kolomika. It starts with a large circle dance, and it's been my experience that a great night involves a large circle dance at some point. Eventually, the circle devolves and dancers get to come out, either solo or in pairs or in small troops, to perform their most impressive traditional moves. The girls don little bike shorts under their dresses because their role is to usually twirl as fast and as quickly as many times as possible without toppling over. The boys show off with huge straddle jumps or the Ukrainian version of the worm. Boys and girls together create towering spinning pyramids that put American cheerleaders to shame. It went on for at least an hour, with dancers performing and then running back in line to do something else spectacular when their turn came again. Then there was the 5-4-3-2-1 countdown to January 15th, and kisses all around from new friends and old friends and drunken perfect strangers. Malanka is not just a party for welcoming in the new year. It's also a last hurrah before the cold and dark Lenten season, which is the long, solemn wait for spring. So it's not too late to get your holiday spirit on. The last 2 weeks are easily forgotten. You probably went back to school or back to work after some nice time off. You probably started a diet or your first few sessions of a new fitness regime. Maybe you started reading War and Peace or Moby Dick or the Bible. What I'm suggesting is that it's too early to be too hard on yourself. Have an icy shot of vodka this weekend and attempt a little polka in your dining room. Do as is commanded on the Welcome to Ukraine official website. Witness an age-old festival that has come down to us from the prehistoric times. Experience the sensation of joyous abandon. Enjoy the spontaneity of folk humor. Nazdrovya, Yuta. Here's to your health and to a happy new year.